Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw quite a crowd, but I'm out on the road again.
I'm on the road again.
Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Our website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Mark Walker is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He is with us today to talk to us about veterans today, to help us celebrate the commitment, the service, the dedication, the sacrifice of all who served this nation, the United States of America, in the military service. He's a deputy director of economics at the American Legion. He served for a number of years himself in the armed forces, in the Air Force, and he's our new friend, Mark Walker. Welcome to the show.
Good to be here, Jim. Thank you for inviting me.
It's good to have you here, and happy Veterans Day.
Thank you.
And
I would like to say to all of our service members out there, God bless you, as well as all the veterans as well. We appreciate your service and your continued service in your local community.
Absolutely. And I know that the American Legion's organizations across the chapters across the country do a great job of that, and we appreciate them continuing to recognize those individuals who have inconvenienced themselves on behalf of their country. The Veterans Day, Mark, is an interesting holiday because it started out as a recognition of Armistice Day, didn't it? World War One.
Right, correct. You're absolutely right.
President Wilson gave a speech, but it actually didn't become a holiday, a national holiday, until Congress made it that way in 1938.
Yeah, in 1938 that happened, and
It was still Armistice Day at that time.
It was. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. And then later in the 50s, it became Veterans Day as a result.
Yeah, it happened. You're right. It happened, and it became All Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm. For everybody. And
for everybody.
As a result of a guy named Alvin King, who made a decision to make that happen. And so it's been since 1954, I think, it's been Veterans Day to recognize all veterans from all services, all experiences in the military. And would you talk to us about how the American Legion defines veteran?
Well, basically how we define it is if you spent a day, at least one day in the military during a combat era, we consider you a veteran. So that's a pretty large group. And again, we've been, the American Legion was chartered in 1919, and we've been an organization that have assisted veterans in many different areas. So
What about people who didn't serve during combat periods? People who were members of the military.
Yeah, again, we're open for all veterans, but what we've tried to do is those who are in a combat era give them the opportunity to become of our organization. But again, we're open and considering all those who desire to enter into our organization.
Well, the point I'd like to point out, Mark, is that as you know, the military is smaller than it per capita than it's ever been.
Correct.
And when we and the United States is the when the world calls dials 911, it rings in the United States. It rings on the desk of the Pentagon. And we're the nation that's called upon to go and do things and to fight bad folks and more than any other country. And what we've learned, if we didn't know it already, we learned it in the Iraq wars and the Afghan wars, Mark, that this nation depends upon its militia, on the National Guard, on the reserves, doesn't it?
Right.
And
it absolutely does.
And so my point is that some are called to serve in those places and put themselves in harm's way, but some are not. But they still made themselves available. And I, for myself, Mark, I recognize all those people today as veterans.
Yeah, and we do too. And what I mean by when we are sort of what we define as a veteran that can come in our organization is you don't have to actually be in the combat zone or deployed, mm-hmm. but you just have to be in service on active duty. So that is Reserve, National Guard, and National Guard and Reserve has done a monumentous job in assisting our wars, both
right.
OIF and OAF. So they've done a great job, and we appreciate all their service.
No question about that. Now, tell us about the American Legion.
Well, the American Legion basically has four pillars. It has to do with national security, veteran affairs and rehabilitation, Americanism, and children and youth. So all of our programs that we do within the American Legion kind of falls under that. So, for instance, if a veteran, we advocate for veterans' benefits through federal agencies and other organizations. We have American Legion Baseball, which is quite popular.
Right, of course.
We have oratory contests. We have department service officers in our 55 departments around the country that assist veterans who are trying to get service-connected disabilities from their time in service. So we do a lot to assist veterans with their benefits, as well as to help them transition from a service member into the civilian workforce.
Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of different programs. I know that you guys have supported the men and women in Iraq and Afghanistan with programs in the past.
Yes, we have. We sent them necessities that they need, from care packages and different things, as well as we also partner with other organizations that assist folks as well. We just feel that we can't do enough for our service members as well as our veteran community.
Right.
We feel like they have done so much to make this country such a great nation that is our obligation to continue to serve and provide them with what they need.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back after these messages with Mark Walker. He's with the American Legion, and we're going to give his website out when we come back and talk a little bit more about Veterans Day. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame on Twitter. So check it out. Also, my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Mark Walker is with us, folks. He's with the American Legion, Deputy Director of Economics at the American Legion. And, Mark, we need to know how to find you online.
You could email me at econ@legion.org.
All right. Legion.org is the website.
Yep.
Just legion.org, folks. Check it out. They can find all the different programs you guys have there. Is there any particular program that you guys are promoting these days?
Well, yes. We were actually just passed advanced appropriations of the VA. That was a big thing that American Legion, along with other veteran service organizations, were really adamant about, as well as the new GI Bill that
right.
we were part of as well. So
right.
those are things that we pushed recently that we're grateful that was passed from the administration, and we continue to advocate on behalf of transitioning service members for employment, small business opportunities,
mm-hmm.
And again, better health care.
Right, and hopefully, and I know you guys are working with the veterans divisions of the government, especially the SBA's got a veterans division. You mentioned small business a minute ago. And
right.
I know you work with those guys. And how many chapters have you got across the country?
We actually have the American Legion is broken down into 55 departments. That's 50 states, including the District of Columbia, Guam, Puerto Rico, Philippines, and France. And we have over 14,000 posts across the country.
Wow.
So you can find us locally. We're in our communities, again, advocating for veterans' benefits as well as assisting in many different areas, whether it's homeless veterans, like I said, helping veterans to file claims to the VA.
So if there's a family in a community whose family member is a veteran, they're having issues with their health, or maybe they've died and they're trying to see what their benefits are. Maybe they're already getting some kind of benefits as a veteran for having been wounded or something, whatever. You guys don't just meet and have hamburgers. You wear your hats. You actually during the year you have people who can help these folks.
Exactly, we're a good resource. Whether we can provide that provide that need, or we can refer you to the local communities that can, the organizations within the community. We are a great source for assistance, and like I said, that's why we have so many posts, so we can kind of be there,
right
there on a grassroots level to help veterans.
If I had an issue with a veteran's issue, folks, that'd be the first place I'd stop, because, you know, not too many people, you know, most people in America don't live very far away from an American Legion post.
You're absolutely correct.
They're all over the place. And so 14,000, he said, I think. And so,
yes.
So folks, if you have anything like that, if anything like that's going on. Also, you guys have got a lot of celebration going on today, don't you?
Yeah, we do. I'm actually located in Washington, D.C., so we're all over the city. Doing different things. Actually, my immediate director is actually touring schools, talking about his experience in civil affairs in the Army, talking mm-hmm. about what we do to
right.
assist even the foreign countries that we go into. So we've got stuff all over the city and all over the country celebrating this great day.
Right, exactly. And I, as I said earlier, there are one of the interesting things about veterans. About the term veteran, Mark, is that it's defined a lot of different ways. The government defines it in more than one way, because they have more than one program for veterans.
Right.
And so, depending on where you go, you're going to find, you know, a mixed bag of how you define veterans. And the American Legion has their definition. But on this Veterans Day, I'm pitching a big tent here on this Veterans Day, especially. Mark, and I'm including anybody who said, I want to join. There's a quote that I want to read to you, Mark, and see what you think about it. This is an anonymous quote. This person said, a veteran is, whether active duty, retired, National Guard, or reserved, is someone who at one point in their life wrote a check payable to the United States of America for an amount of up to and including my life. Unquote.
Yeah.
That's the big tent around which I pitch my attitude about veterans, Mark. That includes anybody who put a uniform on. That's not a technical definition. That's just my definition.
Yeah, that's well said. And again, we'd agree with that as well. And like I said, we appreciate the service of the men and women,
yeah.
especially those who gave absolute all.
Yeah.
And
yep,
which includes their life. So the American Legion is built to assist veterans. And that's why we're here.
And you do a great job, and we thank you for that. And that's legion.com. And Mark, will you come back another day?
We sure will.
Let's do this
next. I appreciate the invite, Jim.
Let's do this next year, maybe. How about that?
Let's do that.
Thanks a lot. Mark Walker, ladies and gentlemen, with the American Legion. I got to go for this hour, and as I wrap up today, folks, on this hour, I want to thank all those who are sending a post on behalf of all of us around the world. God bless you. God be with you. We're proud of you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.